And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience, our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. What's my name? It's not a Cheech and Chong skit. What's my name? Also, do you know me, God? Oh, a very fair question. Do you know me, God? We're going to look at sheep names. I don't know really what that means. And then we'll close it out with known.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing politics. Stop. We will not have politics in this hour. Okay, no politics. Entertainment and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oh no, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? What do you think? Boy, Adam did a really good job on his first interview. Call 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio, and that's pretty obvious. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, here on AM 1210 K-PRAISE, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break and then coming back, but stand by.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
NLS Bard gives patrons the freedom to read their way.
Bard is this beautiful web-based program for searching for books and for the ability to download them.
For more information, call 1-888-NLS-READ.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him. When Da'ai Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, "I will never believe your God and change my religion." But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
I've had my fair share of bruises and injuries, but for many who put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane has created a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving animals. For help, please go to AmericanHumane.org.
Allison is perfect. I mean, she'd never tell you that. She's humble and perfect. She likes everyone. She even likes her untidy roommate's weird guinea pig. Allison, wait, are you texting and driving? Allison, no. That's the exact opposite of what I was just saying about you. Why, Allison? Why? Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. If you want to reach us, by the way, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. That is the email address that I'm using today, tomorrow, and yesterday. All three of those together. Let us keep in mind a couple of things. We want to make sure. Did I say lettuce? Instead of let us, I said lettuce. I must be hungry. I don't know what it is. Abounding Grace, Monday through Fridays, 1:30 p.m. and 4 p.m. Right before the show, right after the show. Don't forget Pathways to Victory with Dr. Robert Jeffress, 11 a.m. Monday through Friday. Also very important, we'll do the What's Bugging Me in the next segment. We're not going to do it in this segment. I do want to share a little bit of a story with you. And that is my, I think I mentioned this to you, correct? But I did not mention it to the audience. So I was talking to my son and my daughter-in-law. And then my wonderful wife was talking to them. And I find it amazing that she gets more information than I do. I'm not sure why that is. But apparently, my son and daughter-in-law, who have moved to Texas with my grandchild, bring him back. Anyway, they've moved to Texas, and they're in a city, in a small city, less than 10,000 people, I think 12,000 people in that city. It's a growing city, and they were able to purchase a home. It's their first home, so my son is pretty excited. And so they're getting that whole start to life. That's very good. I'm very happy for them. I mean, they're on their way, and he has a really great job, so that's going fantastic. And it turns out that they went and met the neighbors. I guess they don't have neighbors initially on either side, but about two or three houses down, they met their neighbors, and the neighbor started talking to them, and apparently the neighbor was from Escondido. Remember, my son just left Carlsbad. And not only that, but my daughter-in-law's cousin, which is one of her best friends, this woman and her husband and their new baby knows my daughter-in-law's cousin from Emmanuel Faith. And I'm just like, okay, so you're in like Carlsbad or North County and you kind of relocate somewhere in Texas. And if you throw a dart at Texas, it's kind of a big place and there are quite a few cities. There's 20 million people there, I think. So it's like, and they end up in a house that's three houses away from somebody that came from their neck of the woods and knows them, knows the relatives of them. I think the Lord sets things up a lot differently than maybe we think. Now, you can imagine my son and daughter-in-law thinking, gee, what's this going to be like? But then you can also imagine God going, yeah, I'm going to put these people together. I'm going to put these people together. Don't you love stuff like that? That stuff should encourage all of us to let you know that when God says he's going to work something together, it might take a while, but it's there. And that is something that we can count on. That is pretty cool. Like it. All right, let's get ready to get into our first section of this particular hour. It's called What's My Name?
What's my name? What's my name? Feel the power. What's my name? What's my name? What's it?
All right, let's be honest. Let's stop kidding around. Everybody ever see that show Cheers? You ever see that? You ever see Cheers? Have you ever
Norm.
Watched? Okay, Norm, right? You pull that mic down. You don't have to reach that high. What's the title in that song? One of the things. You just want to go where everybody knows your name. Now, you can get mad at me. It's like, well, that's about a bar, Dave. No, actually, that's actually quite different. It's about loneliness. That's what it's about. See, the whole premise of the show is that these people had somewhere to go. It wasn't. Couldn't have. Wouldn't have mattered if it was a pizza place. It wouldn't have mattered if it was a jukebox place. It wouldn't have mattered if it was a bowling alley. They all came to this one place. Now, why is that important? Because we're people, and when God created us, he created us with this need for fellowship and connection. Now, it's true that sin did a great job in severing what should have been good fellowship or righteous fellowship, but there is a part of us that walks around from time to time and goes, you know, you want to know other people, and you want to be known. And to say that's not true, there's a bit of a dishonesty. Anybody who's in any field of media, like I am, and like anybody else is, they certainly want to be known. I mean, that's just a given. And we want to know other people. And that is true in every facet and in every element of our society and in every generation. You want to be known and you want to know. And the primary reason behind that is you don't want to be alone. You don't want to be lonely. Now, there is a difference, I should say, between being alone and being lonely. And I do want to make that distinction. You can make a decision to be alone, but loneliness is the idea that that which you encounter, there is nothing else, no one else, and you can either not sense it, you can't believe it, you can't access it. That loneliness is probably really the most important thing to understand, that it's difficult. It's difficult. And if you think, well, this is, I don't know if this is scriptural, I am, of course, going to demonstrate that it absolutely is scriptural for somebody to feel this way and to feel bad about that loneliness. Psalm 25, verse 16 through 17, turn to me and be gracious, for I am lonely and afflicted. Relieve the troubles of my heart and free me from my anguish. There's an anguish in being lonely. It's not fake, it's real. And so the psalmist knows, look, God can solve this problem, and I need God to solve this problem. And so the psalmist is saying, you know, David is saying, turn to me and be gracious, I'm lonely. Some believe that he might have written this particular text when he was on the run in caves and felt like he was distanced from Israel and from, you know, the people of God. And that may be accurate. I mean, I think there's some evidence to back that up. But I think that the fact of the matter is that there are times where even as believers, you are not just alone, but you feel lonely. And the psalmist, which is why people love the Psalms, because they identify things that we go through from not just that spiritual point of view, but from an emotional point of view. And so he's looking for deliverance. It's like, relieve me of the troubles of my heart. And that's why this is entitled, What's My Name? Because people want to know that they're known. They want to have connections. This is the idea in the church prospect, is it's supposed to be that place where you can go and everybody knows your name. I mean, that's where it's supposed to be. And if it's a larger church, then it should be in small groups that takes place, where you get to know within the small group. And that's a part of it. Unfortunately, there's people that have been hurt in church or in different fellowships or in different ways and don't feel safe. And I understand that. That's why I wrote the book, Church Disappointment, His Appointment. But being lonely is an anguish. And you need to connect somewhere. It's nowhere in Scripture that you can support that being alone all the time just by yourself is the way that God intended it, since Jesus Christ took upon it himself to have 12 people around him on a regular basis, even though he knew one of them would betray him. Still brought them in. Still brought that person in. So we really want to move from that anguish and that loneliness to Psalm 68, verse 5 through 6, which says, you are a father to the fatherless and a judge for the widow. Is God in his holy habitation? God makes a home for the lonely. There you go. He leads the prisoners into prosperity. God makes a home for the lonely. If you have some anguish and if you have some loneliness going on, God makes a home to give you an answer. How powerful is that? We come back, we're going to look at some of that in depth. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station, here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
In my heart, there are tears.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over two decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
This is Michael Medved for townhall.com. Despite the partisan polarization that characterizes both politics and media of the moment, the public seems surprisingly united when it comes to defining Americanism. A new voter study group survey associated with George Washington University showed a full 93% agreeing that respect for American institutions and laws is important for being an American. Meanwhile, 88% believe it's important to accept people of diverse racial and religious backgrounds to claim authentic American identity. Even 75% of Democrats believe it's important to speak English and to embrace our common language. All in all, the survey that interviewed 8,000 respondents showed a populace much less fractured, bigoted, and resentful than often assumed. Nearly all of us understand that what makes us American isn't where our ancestors came from, but the common ideals and shared culture that we uphold and advance. I'm Michael Medved.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I'll let you know. First of all, talk about Todd losing it. Listen in the master control room. So he was making fun of me because when Adam came in, I didn't want him to feel bad. I was eating, just getting ready to eat my burrito. And so he came in and I thought, oh, I don't want him to feel bad or anything. So I took my burrito and put it in the cupboard.
Do you think he wondered maybe why your office smelled like a burrito?
Yes, I do. I think he was thinking, you know, I like Dave. He seems nice. The station's nice. What is that smell in his office? I think. So I just went back because I just remembered because I forgot. And I pulled it out and I had cut one little piece, so I just ate that. That so far is my lunch. I didn't even have time to get my tea. That's how far behind I was. I mean, really. All right. All right. For obvious reasons, we're going to do our what's bugging me. And you're going to find out you already know what's bugging me. So let's go. Here we go. Brought to you by Ecola Termite and Pest Control. Powerful termite and pest control. As gentle as a butterfly. EcolaTermite.com. 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. All right. Now, I could easily say the thing is that's bugging me is that the people, everybody in Washington, except for the president, needs to just be removed. I mean, just get rid of every one of them. I mean, if this was a business, they would all be working in a bankrupt business where, and they would be getting no salaries or anything. I mean, this is just so incredible. I can't believe that nobody can work with anybody. Everything's so political. Everything this, everything. They're so divided. Now, this is not the most divided the country's ever been. Although people would argue it is, I would completely disagree because we had a civil war, and so that would definitely be a higher level. But we are approaching some of the deeper territory. And I could talk to you about this, but that's not what's bugging me. You really want to know what's bugging me? My children, my wonderful children, they have taken my grandchild away. And I am deciding whether I am supposed to forgive them. I think I am supposed to forgive them, but yesterday I was missing Carter Bear, and the day before that I was missing Addybug, and I'm just thinking, okay, you know what? I have somebody I have to blame, so I will blame. I'm not going to blame God. I'm not going to blame the babies. I'm not blaming us, so I blame them. That's what's bugging me. I don't get to hold my grandkids. I just got to share with somebody that it's a legacy. It's where my brother and I are the first two Christians in 5,000 years in our lineage. And now my son, he's a Christian. My daughter, she's a Christian. And she is having a baby boy and has a baby girl. And they're going to carry on the name through that line. And then my son has a baby boy and they're going to carry on the name through that line. And that, to me, it's third generation Jewish Christian. I love it. As I was telling somebody, that takes chutzpah to be able to pull that off. That is for sure. All right, let's get into our second segment. First one, what's my name? And the fact of the matter is that there is a scriptural truthfulness to the idea of being lonely. Psalm 25, verse 16 and 17, where David really wrote to the Lord and said, I'm lonely. I'm hurting. And then in Psalm 68, verse 5 and 6, there is a positive affirmation to God's connection to people who are lonely, and that is God makes a home for the lonely. All right. Have you ever been in a room, and Tugboat Todd can probably respond, I bet I know the answer beforehand, but have you ever been in a room and at moments you just felt like you were just all there by yourself, nobody catching you at all?
Yes.
And is that kind of a weird, it's weird, isn't it?
It's like you sit there. It's almost a twilight zone. It's a weird feeling. Like, are you invisible or like what's going on?
Yeah. And that's something that my wife has said on many occasions. It's like, well, what is I invisible? It's like you drive a small SUV. I'm pretty sure you're not invisible. But I mean, the idea there is that you have that feeling or that sense. Well, for that person, the Lord has a response. And that is, hey, I have a home for you who are feeling lonely. And I love that because it's like God going, I know you. God doesn't go through that the way we go through that, but we do process through that. So I want to read this passage so you can catch how in depth this can go. So I'm kind of like walking you through some circles here so you can see where it's going. John chapter 1, verse 43 through 48. The next day, Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. Finding Philip, he said, follow me. Philip, like Andrew and Peter, was from the town of Bethsaida. Philip found Nathanael and told him, we found the one Moses wrote about in the law, the one about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, son of Joseph. Nazareth? Can anything good come from there? Nathanael asked. Come and see, said Philip. When Jesus saw Nathanael approaching, he said to him, here truly is an Israelite in whom there is no deceit. How do you know me? Nathanael asked. Jesus answered, I saw you while you were still under the fig tree before Philip called you. Ooh, spooky. See, you got to see what's going on there. So Jesus is, you know, hey, follow me, this way, this way. And then what happens is Nathanael is approached by Philip. And Philip says, hey, you got to see this guy. This guy is Jesus of Nazareth. He's the Messiah. And so he sees Jesus after he makes a, you know, kind of a derogatory comment about Nazareth. And then Jesus goes, here's truly an Israelite in whom there is no deceit. You know what you get from that, right? Nathanael's probably the straight shooter in the bunch. You know, he's probably the guy that goes, I don't see that. You know what I'm saying? That one person that's just got that direct line of speech just goes right to it. That's probably Nathanael. But then Nathanael says something funny to Jesus. He says, how do you know me? And Jesus tells him, before you were even brought into this circle, I saw you. After that, by the way, Nathanael goes, my Lord and my God. I mean, he knows, oh, this is something much bigger. But this is what I want you to get. Even though there are times of loneliness, the Lord has a response to that. Even though the feelings are way high, here's the truth and where the truth needs to overcome the feelings. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4, he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless. I've got a message for you that you need to let resonate, and it's one that I need to let resonate. Before the earth was created, the Lord was involved in choosing and picking us. And we might say, how do you know me? And the Lord's response is, I knew you long before you even knew who I was. I saw you before you ever saw me. When you feel like you're lonely, and I'm not telling you that that loneliness is sinful, but if you languish in it, if it overwhelms you, and you don't take any steps to get past it, you might let it gain too much in you. And the Lord is saying, hey, I have a home for you. I know you. I saw you before you ever saw me. Now, that is a powerful statement. And when you get into Ephesians 1:4, and I know you want to, you know, some people want to argue about the free will election. Look it. He chose us in him before the creation of the world. There is a plan. Ephesians 1:11 makes that absolutely clear, that the plan of God comes to pass. And you're thinking, what are you trying to say? That he knew that we were going to sin? If you believe God is omniscient, you have to know that God knew. I mean, it's just impossible to believe. The Lamb of God chosen before the foundation of the earth, the Bible says. I think that's pretty clear. He chose us in him before the creation. God knew you before you knew you. Ah, that's the part. Wait, what? No, God knew you before you knew what a thought was. That's how connected he is to you. But Dave, I feel lonely. I understand. I have felt that way on many occasions. But that feeling of loneliness does not necessitate the truth any more than banging your head against the wall necessitates that God has separated his love for you. You just don't feel it. You do feel the owie, and that hurts, especially if it's got like things in the wall and you bang your head against it. You're like, ah! But the love of God still exists. You just don't feel it. You just have to recognize feelings are not wrong unless they lead you astray, away from the truth. Then it's wrong. Does that make sense? I know it does. I know you get that. I'm going to come back and show the depth to how God knows you. You're going to love it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Hey KPRZ friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top selling realtor here in San Diego for over two decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Yeah. Once again, big shout out to Adam Hamill, who did a great job, AliveSolar.com. I'm so blessed that Adam and Eric and Ingrid have made this connection. It's so cool. I just love stuff like that. And the last thing Adam said in his interview was, you know, and really, in light of eternity, That's all he had to say for him and I to have that sink that will probably never go away. It's like, that's what I think. You know who didn't like that was Agent Squires when I said that. He didn't like that very much. Well, 100 years from now, it won't matter much. I think that bothered him. All right, here we are. We're talking about the sense of loneliness, looking at Psalm 25, 16, 17, which David said, I'm lonely and afflicted, and then moving past that, recognizing in Psalm 68, verse 5 and 6, that he says, God makes a home for the lonely. There is a sense where we do and can battle loneliness, but there is a solution to that sense of loneliness. And we kind of know it's the Lord, but we need to go through a process to be honest about it. And part of that process is recognizing the truth and making sure on our train of life that the truth is the first component, the first engine, you know, like the beginning of the train, because that engine drives everything else. It's the truth that defines what true love is. It's the truth that defines who Jesus is. It's the truth that defines how your feelings work and interact with you. And it's the truth that tells us that our feelings can be off. It's not wrong to have feelings, but if you're using your feelings as a guidepost, you're using something pretty unstable. And I'll just defer to everybody and anybody in the world who's had fast food in their life, and they said, oh, my stomach is hurting. It's killing me. Right? But it's not killing you. It just hurts. See what I'm saying? Although I will say men are 10 times the baby that women are. I mean, I don't care. You know, they have a baby. Right? We have a burrito. It's like we have a burrito. It's a big difference. Okay. Shout out to Jordan. Jordan, do well. They asked my sage advice what you should do. I said, go forward. That was a good idea. All right. So in talking about that loneliness, let's talk about the scriptures that really nail down our understanding of where this goes. John chapter 10, verse 1 through 5, it's called the sheep name.
Lambert, the sheepish lion, Lambert, is always trying to be a wild and woolly sheep. Lambert, the sheepish lion.
That's right. Nothing but high class level sound effects for us. Where did you get that? Was that like one of those silly symphonies?
Yeah.
Oh, what a guess, right?
Yeah, great guess.
Oh, I'll take that.
And like, just a little factoid, that's the number one sound effect I've used while running the David Spoon Show.
That is the number one, the silly symphonies or that one?
The Lambert, the sheepish lion, because every time you do anything with sheep, I play that. So I think that's about the sixth time I've played that.
Wow.
In 6 months.
Wow, that's pretty good. Once a month. I'll take it. All right. Here we go. John chapter 10, verse 1 through 5. Verily... Oh, let's use this other version. Very truly, I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in some other way is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow because they know his voice. They will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus steps in and simply declares that he is the true shepherd and that his sheep know his voice, and he knows his sheep. Ready? Ready? I want you to be ready. He knows his sheep by name. All right, so let's back up. You can try and convince me that a shepherd who's got 450 sheep that all look the same has got an individual name for each one. You could even quote Old Testament times and New Testament times, and I'll say the same thing to you that I say to people who say that all of these old ideas and things are all really simple and explainable, just like the eye of the needle Jesus was talking about, that was an actual entry point into Israel. That concept never came up until 1300 AD. Was not ever a cave or an entrance or anything where Jesus says a camel's got to go through an eye of a needle. Oh, there's the eye of a needle entrance into Jerusalem so that the camel has to get down on its knees and take off its back and crawl through. Baloney. That's called baloney. Let me help you out. Shepherds did not name their sheep. When people tell you that, watch this word. Baloney. My baloney has a first name. It's called baloney. Only Jesus names the sheep. So amazing. Shepherds don't name the sheep. Okay, I'll call you Fred. You'll be Wilbur. You'll be Harriet. You'll be Lisa. You'll be George. What are you, crazy? Ironically, Jesus does name his sheep. Of course, being God, that's probably a prerogative he could pull off. And here's how you know that he knows your name. Ready? Let's say you're at an altar call for your decision for Jesus Christ, and it's a Billy Graham crusade. Okay, I'm giving you a picture. And there are 1,000 people that get up at the altar call and say, I want to give my life to Jesus Christ and become a Christian. Every one of those people heard the Lord say, you get up. You, David, go to the altar. You. That's you. Get up and go. Everyone called by the Lord, and they knew it was the Lord. They went up and they accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, and they recognized, and that was Jesus who pulled them in. It was the voice of God stirring in their heart and mind, pulling them. Oh, it's a matter of just saying yes or no. If you didn't hear Jesus, you wouldn't be a Christian. There you go. You say yes to Jesus. That's how you gain that. And before you get super, super theological, well, Christians was always a derogatory name. Yes, it was. Now it's not. Move on. So anyhow, just move on. Okay. Anyhow, the idea there is to understand that the Lord knows your name. What is your name? Well, you know what? God knew your name before you had a name. I know you can feel lonely, but the Lord has got your back. He's got you covered. He's got all of these things covered. Isaiah 45:2-3, I will go before you and will level the mountains. I'll break down gates of bronze and cut through bars of iron. I will give you hidden treasure, riches stored in secret places so that you may know I am the Lord, the God of Israel, who summons you by name. This isn't new. God knows your name. God knows everything about you. God knows what's good and what's bad, what's right and what's wrong. And he chose you because he wanted to. Nobody forced God to choose you. Nobody went up to God and said, you got to choose this person. He's really good. It doesn't work that way. And you say, well, I didn't, you know, I got a lot of wrong with me. You sure do. You need saving by the blood of Jesus Christ. But fortunately for you, it's available. The Lord knows you, knows everything about you. In fact, in Revelation, one of the things Jesus says 7 times, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know. He says that to every church. Well, guess who are in those churches? Believers, Christians. And the Lord's saying, I know what you're going through. I know what it is. I understand. I get it. I know your name. I'm with you. I'm not going to abandon you. I'm never going to leave you. And even when your feelings tell you otherwise, stand in the truth, which is why the psalmist said, why are you so downcast, oh my soul? Put your hope in God. He will never leave you. Come back and look at a passage that just beyond comprehension destroys any thought otherwise. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
Help in any way. I know my life has changed in so many ways.
Heavenly Talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
The scripture is clear. Whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, well, for him it's sin. This is Jim Garlow. It's heartbreaking for me that so many of our Christian brothers and sisters are being slaughtered in the Middle East, and so many seem so oblivious to it. The Islamic State's assaults on religious minorities in Iraq and Syria constitute genocide. And it's imperative that we not just become knowledgeable, but that we find any way we can to act, to pray, and put pressure on our government to do the right thing. The verse I opened with from James 4:17 couldn't be more clear, and it bears repeating. So whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him it is sin. We know who needs the help. We have resources. Are we willing to use them? There's more at jimgarlow.com. Live out your faith.
This is John MacArthur. Join me for today's Portraits of Grace. In his first epistle, the Apostle John described three levels of spiritual maturity. First, he said, I have written to you children because you know the Father. That means spiritual children who aren't mature. They simply know they belong to God, the lowest level of spiritual growth. And then John said, I have written to you young men because you're strong and the Word of God abides in you and you have overcome the evil one. That second level of spiritual growth is the level of health and victory that comes to those whose doctrine is sound. Finally, he said, I've written to you fathers because you know him who is from the beginning. A spiritual father is one who has a deep and mature relationship with God. Which one are you? I hope you're striving to be a spiritual father who knows God intimately. This is John MacArthur encouraging you to live as portraits of grace.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. If you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. Great way to do that. Also, don't forget KPRZ Facebook page. There's some really cool pictures up there. They got some really, and I did put a picture of my dog. I think somebody was not happy, but I put a picture of my dog. My dog, this morning, after I got up, I mentioned this, got up and just went into my bed. After I got up, and then my wife got up, and then I go sit on the couch, kind of close the door, get ready to pray. And then my wife comes up and says, come look at your child, which is, you know, the dog's referred to that way. And then I come into the room, and on three pillows is my dog laying his head long ways on where my spot was. Well, actually, it was a little curled up on the back. And it's like, I know he thinks he's a real boy. I'm a real boy. But I just don't think so. Anyway. Why did I go down that road? Because of the pictures on Facebook. Yeah. Thanks. So bottom line, you can go there. You can also go to the David Spoon Experience Facebook that usually has posts, inspirational posts. I think I have done now. Well, I've done over 1,000 for sure. So it's, you know, it's there. It's something we do. Let's see. Let's get into our last segment. I do want to make sure you understand what's going on. We're talking about people that have loneliness invade their lives. Not really talking about being alone. That is not necessarily the same thing. Loneliness is that sense that even if you're alone, that even not even the Lord is there. You're kind of feeling like, wowzer. So the bottom line in that process, the bottom understanding to that is to get a handle on that loneliness is a anguishing, an affliction. And in Psalm 68, verse 6, it says, God makes a home for the lonely. The Lord has a response. The Lord has an answer. The Lord has a place for the lonely to go. And that place, believe it or not, is simply understanding his truth. That by his standards and by his truth, by his word and by his declaration, you are never alone. You are not apart. Even in this process, Nathanael, when Jesus said, hey, there's a true Israelite, Nathanael goes, well, how do you know me? Jesus is like, before you even knew me, I knew you. Before the foundation of the earth, Ephesians 1:4 says, he chose us in him. And then you get into John chapter 10, verse 1 through 5. The sheep have names when the shepherd is Jesus, and Jesus knows your name. I mean, that's personal. You understand that, right? That when God says, I know your name, or in Isaiah 45, 2 through 3, I summon you by name, you recognize the personal aspect. It's that God is communicating with you that he knows you. He knows your name. He knows everything that's going on in your life. Remember, God is omniscient, which means he knows everything. He doesn't know some things. He knows everything. He knows all of the good and all of the bad. And the great part about that, of course, is that he still chose you, even knowing. You know, you don't know what sin you're going to commit tomorrow. You don't know. I mean, some people have a plan to know, but they don't know for sure. Anything can happen to change things. God actually knows what that's going to be. So I just want to kind of wind it down. I won't go through the whole psalm because we don't have the time. But this is Psalm 139. So if you want to understand whether God knows you or doesn't really know you, and I mean all about you, I'm just going to read through. Just let the word of God kind of do its job because I can't do what it can do. Psalm 139, you have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit, you know when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out, my lying down, and you are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. If I rise on the wings of dawn, or if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. Verse 13, you created my inmost beings. You knit me together in my mother's womb. Scriptural demonstration against abortion there. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place. That's conception. When I was woven together in the depths of the earth. That's the mother's womb. Your eyes saw my unformed body in the womb being developed. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to being. So, all right, let me ask you this question. Does God know you? It's like, come on. There's like 15 declarations there where God's like going, know you, know you, know you, know you before you know you. I know you. And the fact that God knows you should tell you something right now. You're not alone. You're not by yourself. God knows you. He knows what you're going through. And don't talk to me about finances or relationship or situations being bigger than God. God spoke the universe into existence, and then it was. If he chooses to, which is at his discretion, he can speak your situation out of existence, your trouble out of existence. You think, well, why won't he just do what I think he should do? Well, one, you're not God. That's the first thing. And number two, it is a fact that the testing of our faith works into our lives eternal gold. So while everybody wants the temporary gold, God wants the eternal gold in our lives. And then it comes down to trust, whether you really trust him or not. And that's a whole separate issue for many people. Look, he knows. He knows everything you're going through. When you're feeling lonely, recognize that God is not just with you in theory, but in truth. And let truth be the driving force in the way you live. You will find great freedom, for you shall know the truth, and it will set you free. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. We're going to take a 70-hour break, then we're going to come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The Christian station.